I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert. We talked about what happened with the inmate that was in the Marquette County Jail that tested positive for COVID-19 and how the staff at the jail handled it. Also, we got a quick update on how things looked around Marquette County over the recent Memorial Day holiday weekend. Here's Sheriff Greg Zibert.
The individual who was from out of the area, he was lodged early Friday morning by the state police, and upon lodging, the individual was screened. He wasn't showing any signs, symptoms, cough, fever, etc. The person did, however, report that they did have contact with someone who had the virus. So that was, they were forthwith. They gave us that information based upon that. Of course, the staff already wearing masks and gloves. But, you know, what we do is once inmate comes in, we are separating them from the general population. And that's one of the main things that we're doing that's different is we don't want anyone who has it to spread it throughout the population. So we confine that person. The protocols and the things that we did, that, you know, my staff and the county, we did establish these protocols, and that so far, so it's good.
Well, the thing is that this particular individual was found to be positive. Then they were kept isolated, and then I understand they were released on bond and then self-isolation and self-quarantine, right?
That's correct. We contacted the health department, and from there, once the subject was released on bond, they helped them set up a routine as what to do, and, you know, they did go back to Wisconsin ultimately.
What has been some of the major changes that you've had to do with protocols in light of COVID-19 at the jail?
Well, of course, it's the universal precautions, the masks, the gloves, the intake, the booking, asking the universal questions that everyone else, you know, have you been sick? Have you been contacted or near anyone with the COVID? So it's that. And then just acting like everyone you come in contact with has it, you know. So we were fortunate in that prior to this, you know, we started over a year ago with the video visitation, the e-messaging, you know, those different things have really helped. Less people coming into the jail, and we didn't know at the time, but it's probably a lifesaver.
You've also tested the staff at the jail that was in contact with this particular inmate.
That's correct. Of course, they were, after finding out that they were that the prisoner was positive, they were very nervous, as I was, and anyone in contact with him, we had tested, and actually we had tested even a week before that the prisoners and the some of the staff who wanted to be, and so far everything has been negative. So we will retest those people again probably within a week.
Shifting gears a bit, Greg, of course, the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in a lot of different rules and changes, and we saw that going into the holiday weekend that there may be people traveling to the area, there may not be. Just in a nutshell, how did the week look, or the weekend rather, come out in the county in terms of people and incidents that you saw through the sheriff's office?
Well, from we started, really the holiday starts for us like Thursday, and Thursday until Monday we had 21 arrests. A lot of them, most of them were drunk or drugged drivers. There were quite a few domestics, and then drugs and that type of thing. So it was a busy weekend. The weather brought people out, but nothing real bad.
That's Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.